Christmas time, we're used to thinking of Jesus as a little baby, born away in a manger, all meek and mild. And the, you know, pleasant but sentimental images of him in a stable are surrounded by farm animals and his loving parents, they come to mind. And that Bethlehem nativity scene, you know, centered around humble little Jesus, you know, warms our hearts. But Christmas is much more than just that. It also marks the coming of God's eternal King of Kings into our world. In the words of some of the carols that we've been singing, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King." But Jesus is also more than just another earthly ruler. He is also the long foretold Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so we sing, O come, Emmanuel. At Christmas, God himself took on flesh and became a human being. And he came to live and walk among us. Jesus is God's light. But why? What was the point of Jesus' coming at that first Christmas? Although Jesus is God in the flesh, and he is the great and eternal King of Kings, he wasn't born in a palace or a castle, and he wasn't first received by the elite or the wealthy or the powerful. But rather, when God came to us in Jesus, he came gently and with humility. And he was born in a small town, born in a stable, and received by ordinary people, like shepherds. In the words of our final lesson this morning from Philippians, Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. God stepped down from heaven in humility because he came for everyone, because he came for you. And God's gift of forgiveness of sins and new and eternal life, which is offered to all who put their faith in Jesus Christ, was won, paradoxically, not by his power so much, but by his ultimate acts of humility. When Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. How amazing that the eternal King of Kings would leave heaven and humbly come to earth and die on our behalf. However, while the story of Christianity begins with the humble birth of Jesus, it does not end there. Christ will soon return. But this time he will not come in humility, but he will come in the fullness of the glory and the power and the majesty of God. When he comes, he will finally end all evil and injustice, and he will also judge all human beings, both the living and the dead. And this is something that should fill us with humility. If we consider the moral state of our world and the mess that we've made of it together, and if we consider the moral state of ourselves. So what should we do? Well, now in this time of life here on earth when Jesus came to be with us in his humility, friends, entrust yourself to God's humble King. As the Bible says in John's Gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." We can entrust ourselves to this gentle Jesus, born on Christmas Day, so that on that last day of judgment, when Jesus returns in glory, we too may rise to eternal life and come home to live with him in his heavenly glory forever. If you would like to find out more about this Jesus and his gift of new and eternal life, you'll be very welcome to do so by meeting with us at Berwick Anglican Church. We're here every Sunday, or with one of the many other local Christian churches across Melbourne and indeed across the world. So in the name of Jesus Christ, our humble King, may God bless you and bless your families, and may you have a Merry Christmas. Amen.